This morning we have Kristen with the Red River Gorge United Group. How are you this morning, Kristen?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. Good to talk with you this morning. Of course, socially distanced, as has become the theme for us. But
yes.
So share with us in full regalia, what does Red River Gorge United do? What is the purpose of your group?
So we got together, I guess late last fall would be around the timeline, though of course I think as any new group it's taken us a little while to, you know, get ourselves sorted out and truly organized. But we got together last fall. Basically, there's a couple of things that we really feel strongly about, and I think the base of that is that we truly think that the future of the Red River Gorge area, and we're kind of including in that not only like the specific gorge, but the communities that surround it, and especially the four counties of Powell, Wolf, Lee, and Menifee. And we really think that the people who live here, I live in Slade, should have a strong voice in what the future of the gorge is. And the reason for that, and part of the reason for us doing this now, is that I'm sure everyone has noticed that the gorge has really gained in popularity in the last couple of years, and there's some times when it's, you know, extremely crowded there, and that's a great thing for businesses in the area, but we also want to make sure that it can be a good thing for the people who live here. We kind of think that, you know, being a community member is a really important thing. So that's kind of where we got started, and there's a couple of things that we're working on. I think, we did form sort of as a result of finding out a little bit about the RRED group, and I don't really think it's fair to say that we're like a opposition group to them, because really we're a group that wants to promote the community, not oppose any one specific thing. So there are aspects of what RRED is doing that we disagree with. But there may also be aspects that, you know, the community does agree with, and so, you know, we don't want to speak totally against them either. So I think we asked to come on the radio a little bit just to try to help inform the community, because at least for me personally, and I think a couple other of our members, we've talk to people and they've kind of responded with, well, we don't really know anything about what that is, so we can't really have an opinion about it because we don't know anything. And I thought, okay, well, then one of our things needs to be to try to let people know what we know, or how they can find out more information on their own, and that way they can form their own opinion.
Okay, so Red River Gorge United, or I guess the abbreviation would be RRGU.
Yep.
You guys then... again, not seeing yourself necessarily as an opposition group, but you did mention another acronym, and if you wouldn't mind, would you share with us a little bit what RRED is?
Certainly. So that stands for Red River Economic Development, and they also have a website, and I encourage people to look themselves and see what they're all about. But and I don't claim to speak for them, but I certainly can speak to, you know, what I've been told they're interested in doing, and people can look at their documents themselves as well. So they are a group that was formed something like 6 years ago, and it is their board consists of several people who are bankers, who own banks, and they're an arm of the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, so they're like a group that the Kentucky Chamber formed, and they're saying their goal is to promote economic development in eastern Kentucky. And so they, which sounds great, right? Like we all want better jobs and more opportunity and stuff. So obviously the outset is not necessarily a bad thing at all. The way I found out about them, and I think the way many people in our area found out about them, was they hosted a public meeting I think it was October of last year, of 2019. And they have on their board the judge executives of our four counties. And it's my understanding that those judges were like, hey, you know, this seems to be actually going somewhere now. Maybe we need to let the public know, which to their credit that they did that, because prior to that, there really wasn't much available to the public about them. And they, at the meeting, basically said, hey, you know, we all care about Eastern Kentucky, and, you know, we want there to be more stuff, and here's what we're going to do to create the solution. And the way in which they came across, the group in general, at least to me, was more like, oh, you poor little people, let us come in and tell you what we're going to do to fix it for you. It just came across to me poorly. And my thought was, if I want to offer help to somebody, I would go to them and say, hey, how can I help you? As opposed to going to them and saying, here's what I'm going to do to make things better. Does that make sense, that kind of difference there? And so that kind of, I think, started this up, unfortunately, on a bad foot. But it sounds like what they're interested in doing is putting in a fairly large-scale resort in the Red River Gorge area. And they have, since that meeting, hired the consulting company Stantec. They received $500,000 from the state of Kentucky and $500,000 from the Appalachian Regional Commission, which is a federal grant program, to do this master plan. And they are moving forward with that. They are looking at different sites, all within the four-county area. They are considering a wide range of different amenities that they think people coming to the area would like. So everything from you know, a big, giant hotel to extra golf courses to a distillery to high-end restaurants and retail, timeshare homes, like all sorts of different things. And I'm not saying that they're necessarily going to do all of those things, but they are considering all of that sort of, you know, very high-end type of business to put in the area. And so the things that our group, that RRGU, disagrees with is the kind of overarching corporate nature of that sort of development. We certainly have no problem with, you know, additional business or additional opportunity or that sort of thing, but we really feel like the what makes the Gorge popular to people currently is the kind of really unique aspects that it has. And something that's just the exact same sort of big resort as you can find in any other part, you know, any other pretty place, really isn't going to, like, enhance what's already unique and special about the Gorge. And so, you know, we would rather see, for example, there's a suggestion to, instead of putting all of this money into one giant resort, you know, in the right next to Slade, say, but there's multiple ideas for where it could be that haven't landed on one yet. But one property they're looking at is basically right behind the interchange at the Slade exit. And so, you know, if they put some big giant thing there, okay, there's already businesses in Slade. Maybe it would make more sense to, for example, put a variety of smaller things in counties that are not immediately in the area where people are already going. So let's try to draw people over to Beattyville. Let's see if we can, you know, have something that people would enjoy going to do in Frenchburg, so that we kind of are spreading out the not only the impact of having a huge number of people come, because that can impact the infrastructure and road size and water and sewer and all of those things, but we also would be spreading out the economic benefit if indeed more people did come, if they were having things to do in a broader geographical area.
So, right. Now, yeah. With COVID-19, of course, affecting so many aspects of our lives, you guys have reached out to do a special radio event, and you're going to be discussing the issues that you brought up this morning and a lot more, as well as what I've gathered you guys want to answer some community questions. Now, that's going to be Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. right here on WSKB, streaming online and on Facebook Live. Is that right?
Yes. And I really would encourage people, you know, it's a little bit early, so if you have questions, and obviously I haven't gone over every single thing here just now, but if you have questions or concerns, please send your questions in or call in or text in during the show on Friday, and I will be happy to try to answer as many as possible.
Fantastic. Now, how would they contact you right now? Let's say they wanted to go ahead and get those questions in queue. What's a good way to reach out to you?
We do have a Facebook page, which is Red River Gorge United. They also can email info@rrgunited.org.
All right. That's info@rrgu.org.
It's RRG United.
The United word is spelled out. All right. So United is spelled out. All right. Fantastic. Yes. Well, Kristen, we really want to thank you for your time this morning. I know we'll be talking with you additionally this week as we kind of check in, headed up to this event. Again, it'll be Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. right here on WSKV, streaming online at WSKVFM.com and on Facebook Live. So, again, folks can tune in, find out more, and be able to interface with Red River Gorge United. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.